Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí are seeking public help in tracing the whereabouts of a 13-year-old boy who's been missing from his home in Letterkenny since 6:30 yesterday evening. The road at Knockestollar Bunbeg was closed this afternoon as a result of a collision. Diversions in place there. The British government confirms a public inquiry will take place into the murder of Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane. We'll hear from the Taoiseach and also from Pat Finucane's widow. And also in this bulletin, Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly becomes the latest nominee to pull out of Fianna Fáil's Donegal Selection Convention. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we will begin this evening with Gardaí seeking the public's assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 13-year-old Christopher Mahon. He's been missing from his home in Letterkenny since 6:30 yesterday evening. Christopher is described as being approximately 5 feet 10 inches in height, of thin build, with brown hair and brown eyes. It's not known what Christopher was wearing when last seen. Anyone with information regarding Christopher's whereabouts is urged to contact Letterkenny Garda Station on 074-916-7100, the Garda Confidential Line at 1-800-666-111, or any Garda Station. Those details also available on our website. Gardaí have advised that the road at Knockestollar Bunbeg is closed as a result of a collision. Motorists are asked to avoid the area if possible. Diversions are in place. There are no further details about the nature of the incident have yet been made available to us. The British government has announced a public inquiry into the murder of Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane. The 39-year-old was shot in front of his wife and children at their family home in February 1989. A previous review of the case confirmed agents of the British state were involved in the killing and it should have been prevented. Northern Secretary Hilary Binn told British MPs he was delivering on a commitment made by the UK government 2 decades ago.
I have decided to establish an independent inquiry into the death of Patrick Finucane under the 2005 Inquiries Act. I have, of course, met Mrs. Finucane and her family. First on the 25th of July to hear their views, and again yesterday to inform them of my decision. It is very hard for any of us to understand fully the trauma of those who lost loved ones and what they have been through. But what we can do is to seek transparency.
Well, this afternoon's announcement has been widely welcomed. Taoiseach Simon Harris says this inquiry is long overdue.
So I very much welcome the decision by the British government to launch an inquiry into the Pat Finucane incident. I think it's really appropriate that happens. I spoke to John Finucane last night, Pat's son. For 35 and a half years, his family, led by his mother Geraldine, have sought answers. They've sought truth, they've sought justice. And successive Irish governments have supported them in those calls.
Well, Pat Finucane's widow Geraldine says a public inquiry into her husband's murder can be a watershed moment. She says it's time for truth.
It is high time it was properly investigated, publicly examined and finally resolved. I believe that my family deserve this after so many years. Pat Finucane deserves this after so many years. Society as a whole deserves this after so many years. And after 35 years of cover-ups, it is time for truth.
Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly has become the latest nominee to pull out of the Fianna Fáil General Election Selection Convention in Donegal. Senator Niall Binney and Ogra Fianna Fáil's Ben Harkin both pulled out yesterday. With more detail, here is Michaela Clark.
Letterkenny councillor Donal Mandy Kelly says he feels that he is not at the moment in a strong enough position to make it through what he says is going to be a very tough convention. In a statement today, Councillor Kelly says he looks forward to continuing to work tirelessly for the people to the best of his ability for the next 5 years as a county councillor. Councillor Kelly's name was put forward for selection along with former TD Alas Can Corla, Pat the Cope Gallagher, Minister Tráinne McConnoch and Councillor Micheál Nochtain, Senator Niall Blaney and Ogra Fianna Fáil's Ben Harkin. Tomorrow night, Fianna Fáil members will vote for 2 representatives to represent it in the next general election. Left in the race is Pat the Cope Gallagher, Minister McConnoch and Councillor Nochtain.
Meanwhile, a protest takes place tomorrow to highlight the difficulties defective concrete block homeowners continue to encounter while seeking remediation. People are expected to gather in the vicinity of the Clanry Hotel in Letterkenny at 4:30. The Fianna Fáil general election selection convention takes place at that hotel a short time afterwards. From there, a Go Slow protest will take place, circulating from the Dry Arch roundabout to the Pole Star and then out to the Manor roundabout and then back. Organisers say it's in response to the lack of support for homeowners, the downgrading of remediation options, the need for the IS465 standard to be removed and for the 10% scheme increase to be available to all homeowners. Charles Ward, a representative of the 100% Redress Party, says they've been left with no other option but to take to the streets once again.
We're sorry for the inconvenience caused, but we're desperate. We're being treated like second-class citizens. And in our own country, you just need to look what's happening in our own communities here in Donegal. Pensioners and children living in homes that are falling down around them with absolutely no help. We have to send a message out. The message is that the people going down to this protest are going to be watched in Dublin. So come out, send a message to Dublin.
The interim report of the McGee Task Force has been published this afternoon, saying that progress has been made on securing further commitments and defined timelines from key stakeholders ahead of the formulation of its action plan later this year. The task force says there is a stronger unity of purpose than ever before and a genuine willingness to address historic underinvestment in the Northwest, but it stresses sustained direct interventions will be required. The McGee Task Force was announced in March to bring forward an action plan to expand Ulster University's McGee campus to 10,000 students as quickly as is practical. Well, earlier this afternoon, we received this report, which comes to us from Eamon Torsney.
In the report, the task force acknowledges serious commitment from Ulster University, the Department for the Economy and Derry City and Strabane District Council in setting up specific teams to focus on the expansion project. The task force understands a significant part of the £700 million budget is already secured or committed. It's estimated that up to 40% could come from private sector investment in student accommodation. Referenced in the three-year economic vision and his 2024-25 business plan by the Economy Minister published this week, it has also been included in the draft programme for government. In addition to its forthcoming inclusion in the investment strategy for NI, further evidence, the task force says, that the project is embedded in public sector planning. Nearly 30 asks have been requested of key stakeholders in the Department for the Economy, Ulster University, Derry City and Strabane District Council and the UK and Irish government, among others.
Searches continue today in the Glenfinn area for the remains of Arlene Arkinson. The 15-year-old from Castledurg was last seen after attending a disco in Bundoran 30 years ago. Gardaí have returned to the search area in Ballybonin. Numerous searches have been carried out over the years for the teenager's body. Selim Madlin, editor of the Finn Valley Voice, says 30 years on, the family are still looking for closure.
Speaking to Kathleen yesterday, I just got a real sense of the awful grief of the family that never goes away and just how much they need closure and how much they need either Arlene herself, if she's still alive, because they can't say she has passed away if there is no body, or for her body to be found, and that they can, as a family, find a place to lay her to rest. You know, that's... It's ongoing, and you know, she spoke about how she tries to get up every day, put on makeup and try and live her life, but that she really feels like closing the curtains and staying in bed and just forces herself to go on. I did say at the very end that if anyone has any bit of information, no matter how seemingly small, how seemingly insignificant, she said it could make a real difference. You know, just to not disregard anything at all that might matter. Because you have to remember that Arlene was last seen at 11 p.m. at night until she was, it was the hours of darkness. So it's people who would have been out at night that would have seen something.
And that was Selim Madlin of the Finn Valley Voice. More than half of businesses had fewer customers this summer compared to the same period last year in the tourist sector. The Fáilte Ireland Tourism Barometer found the sector reported a disappointing summer with visitor numbers down in all markets. The food and drink sector struggled the most, with 68% receiving fewer customers. Owen O'Mara Walsh, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, says next month's budget needs to consider the industry.
All sectors to a certain extent have seen a mixed fortunes over the summer, but I think the sector that is most hurting is that of food services, so restaurants, cafes, tourist attractions that have a food offering. They're the ones that are really seeing soaring cost increases. I think the latest figure is there's been something like 600 restaurant closures this year. Tourism and hospitality is the country's largest indigenous industry and the biggest regional employer. It's absolutely critical that the government support it. We'd like to see the 9% VAT rate restored for the food services sector. I think that's very, very important. We'd also like to see investment in the sector. The last budget wasn't kind to tourism. We actually saw investment cut and we saw the VAT rate increased. We need those two measures reversed.
Catherine Flanagan is CEO of the Association of Visitor Experiences and Attractions. She says high costs are a barrier and domestic tourism wasn't as strong as had been hoped.
There's a lot of external factors, including costs here in Ireland, which may have had an impact on the length of time people were prepared to spend here. So that's something that we have to look at very closely. Are we still delivering the value proposition for international visitors? For visitor attractions, our yields are actually very low compared internationally. So we do think that overall, we just need to look at the value for money and ask ourselves what we're delivering for Ireland right now. Outbound flights were extremely busy this year. There were a couple of flash sales to the sun, which didn't help us. And I suppose when you have poor weather, that is a further incentive to travel overseas. So I've heard that Irish visitors to Spain were up 18% this year, year on year. Unfortunately, the domestic market, which was very good to us during COVID, just didn't hold up as strongly this summer.
Donegal County Council says it will continue to liaise with property owners on Upper Main Street in Letterkenny whose premises have been cordoned off because of structural issues, answering questions from a number of members. Officials said they've received reports from structural engineers and have engaged an independent engineer and legal team to continuously monitor the situation. They stress the council will continue to speak to all parties involved to ensure that the essential works necessary are carried out by the property owners to make the area safe and minimise disruption. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says he believes there is only one potential outcome to this. The buildings, he says, must be demolished.
The resolution is to knock it, Donal. I don't see any other way around that. I think the council needs to proceed with a compulsory purchase order on that building. And I know that's a process as well that has to be gone through, but I don't see any other solution. It's cordoned off now, and it's a protection in one way. It's causing a danger in another way because it's forcing pedestrians out onto the road. And, you know, I've seen a lady with a buggy and a couple of toddlers in tow trying to walk down that road with traffic and pretty much on top of them. It's scary. So it has to be dealt with. We've been raising this for years, it has to be said. The members have been raising this consistently. And, you know, we've been pointing out that building is waiting to fall onto the street. But it hasn't been dealt with so far. It has to be dealt with now. And I think, you know, at least now we're in a place where it is an emergency situation. It has to be dealt with and we have to act on it. And, you know, we're waiting for that to happen. Again, the owners, have to be talked to, and there's more than one owner involved, and they have to be talked to, and they have to be given their opportunity to deal with the situation. You have to consider the situation with adjoining buildings and so on as well. So it's not just straightforward, but it is in process, and I can only see one end to it, and that's it, that is knocked down.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football. Shea Given feels that Liverpool goalkeeper Kevin Keller is capable of playing regularly in the Premier League. The former Irish netminder was responding to Kelleher's comments regarding his future at Anfield. The 26-year-old from Cork revealed in Ireland camp this week that he is seeking a new club. Given doesn't believe that Kelleher should be dropping down to the English Championship level. Manchester United's latest financial results have revealed that net losses at the club rose to nearly €135 million. That's due in part to increased investment in the playing squad in terms of transfer fees and wages. The losses are posted despite record full-year revenues of nearly €785 million. A cost-saving programme to put the club on a more sustainable financial footing has already begun, with significant job cuts having already been made. Liverpool could be without Harvey Elliott for the start of their Champions League campaign. The midfielder suffered a fractured foot in training and is expected to be out until late October. Liverpool have games with AC Milan, Bologna and RB Leipzig before the calendar turns to November. Liam Cooper has ended his 10-year spell with Leeds United to move to Bulgarian side CSKA Sofia. The Scottish international went to Elland Road in 2014, eventually became the captain and went on to make 284 appearances for the Yorkshire club. He's written an open letter to Leeds fans saying he looks back and is proud of everything they achieved together. On the golf front, 11 Irish players will play in this week's Irish Open, which begins at Royal County Down tomorrow. The field includes Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Padraig Harrington. And also among the competitors is Tom McKibben. The Ulster native is 17th on the race to Dubai and currently just outside the shortlist of 10 players that will earn PGA Tour cards for next season. He says playing in America on a regular basis is the aim.
Yeah, I'd love it, obviously, as soon as possible. It's definitely a goal of mine. I think there's a lot of big tournaments left till the end of the year and a lot of points at stake. So I think hopefully keep playing well and you just never know. I think just sort of got to let the golf do its thing and see where that sort of leaves you at the end of it.
Letterkenny AC's Teresa McDade is to be honoured with a civic reception from the Donegal County Council for her role in athletics locally and with Ireland at the last two Olympic Games. Teresa was team and operations manager in both Paris and Tokyo and became the first female to manage an Irish athletics team in a major competition. The motion was brought by Letterkenny Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh and the reception is expected to be held next month in October. Finally, in rugby, Ireland will start their Women's Six Nations campaign at home to France on March 22nd. The day after, we'll see England open their defence of the title at home to Italy. Ireland will be away to the Italians the following week with a 2-week gap before they host England. On April 20th, Ireland will be away to Wales and then there'll be a 6-day turnaround for their final fixture away to Scotland. Once again, the final round of games will put England against France. And that's your sport for today, Donal. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Donegal County Council is to carry out a safety assessment at Kerrykeel National School. The issue was raised by Councillor Declan Meehan, who says measures are necessary to mitigate against speeding and obstructive parking. Council officials told Letterkenny Milford MD there are measures in place at the school, including road markings, and suggested school management issue an alert to all parents about the need to follow traffic regulations. They agreed a safety assessment will be carried out, including a traffic survey, to identify what improvements can be made. However, officials stressed that any improvements will be dependent on funding. Councillor Meehan says this is an important issue.
That there are a number of safety concerns with the speed of vehicles coming down on the road adjacent to Kerrykeel National School. So what we're looking at is looking for a full safety assessment there so that measures can be put in place to calm the traffic going past the school, but also to address the issue with the severe shortage of parking in the area, which affects the safety of children for school pick-up and drop-offs as well.
Obviously, determining the issues is one thing. Securing funding to actually address them is another. So there's going to have to be two parts to this process, and the audit's only the start.
Absolutely, but we have to start somewhere. I know that this has been looked at previously, but it's in an effort today to try and reinvigorate that process, to highlight it once again. Previously, funding was available under CLARE funding every year for school safety measures. That has disappeared, and now school safety measures go directly to the MTA for funding. And that's what we need to kind of, I suppose, jumpstart this process, because it is an issue that's coming up in Kerrykeel and it's something that needs to be addressed. It's not the only school in the area or the county that doesn't have proper facilities for a set down and pick up, particularly with school buses. And with an increase and a push for students to avail of public transport to travel to school, we need to make sure that we're future-proofing schools across the area so that they have the facilities there for safe set down and pick up.
And that was Councillor Declan Meehan. Donegal County Council says roadworks outside Bundoran mean temporary traffic lights are now in operation on the R267 from the entrance to Finner Camp to the Bundoran roundabout. Motorists are being advised to expect delays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily for the next 3 weeks. Where possible, road users are being advised to use the N15 to travel between Bundoran and Ballyshannon. The Health Minister says the money from the Apple tax ruling is likely to be used on a combination of different things. The government is considering how best to spend the €14 billion following the landmark ruling. The Taoiseach says the money, which will take months to be drawn down, can't be used for day-to-day spending. Minister Stephen Donnelly says the government is considering its options.
I think that's something for our two finance ministers, for Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue, to reflect on. I think they have a number of very good options. And it wouldn't surprise me if it ends up being, you know, a combination of things.
And the head of Ryanair says it can't secure slots to fly children to Lapland because of the Dublin Airport passenger cap. Michael O'Leary is calling on the Transport Minister to intervene and direct the regulator to allow more flights. With more, here's Tom Douglas.
Ryanair wants the passenger cap gone, which is not a new demand, but Dublin Airport's operator has already admitted it'll land about a million over its limit of 32 million this year. The operator has a planning application lodged to bump it up. Junior Minister James Lawless says the best thing to do right now is to wait.
Ultimately, the solution to the cap at Dublin Airport is for the planning process to come to a decision and do that quickly. That's, I suppose, what we're waiting on. I have two objectives. It's my preferred outcome that the cap would be lifted, that the planning process would come to that conclusion. In the interim, we need to mitigate that, and we need to look at ways that we can do that.
But the head of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, says it's impacting the plans of rugby players and children who want to visit Santa.
We need a solution to this that allows the Leinster rugby matches to go ahead, that allows the Christmas extras to not to come to Dublin, not go to Belfast, that allows the rugby internationals next spring, the Cheltenham flights, to operate. The solution is there. The legal mechanism exists for the Minister for Transport to issue a direction to the IAA, but the Minister for Transport won't sign the letter.
Minister Lawless has suggested moving some of those flights to Shannon or Cork or other airports, but connections have been raised as an issue there.
Weather forecast: breezy this evening with sunny spells and scattered showers. Some heavy showers possible with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms and hail. Moderate to fresh, occasionally gusty northwesterly winds. A mix of cloud and clear spells tonight with scattered showers continuing. Lows of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius in a light to moderate westerly wind. Sunny spells and scattered showers again tomorrow. The showers easing by evening. Highs tomorrow 10 to 13 in a light to moderate northerly wind. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Taking a closing look at the headlines on this Wednesday evening. Gardaí are seeking the public's assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 13-year-old Christopher Mahon. He's been missing from his home in Letterkenny from 6:30 yesterday evening. Anyone with information about Christopher's whereabouts is asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station or indeed any Garda Station. The British government has confirmed a public inquiry into the murder of Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane. The 39-year-old was shot dead in front of his family in 1989, his widow Geraldine says a public inquiry can be a watershed moment and it's time for the truth to come out. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly has confirmed he will not put his name forward at tomorrow night's Fianna Fáil selection convention ahead of the next general election. He joined Senator Niall Binney and Ben Harkin in withdrawing from the contest. Three now left for the contest tomorrow. And the interim report of the McGee Task Force has been published this afternoon, saying that progress has been made on securing further commitments ahead of the formulation of an action plan later this year. The task force says there is a stronger unity of purpose than ever before. We're back with news headlines again at 6, but for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 11th of September. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Lizzie Meehan, Meenacalli, Donegal Town. Her remains are reposing at the family residence with rosary at 9 o'clock each evening. Removal from there on Friday morning at 11:30, going to St Mary's Church, Killymard for funeral mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospital Patients Comfort Fund. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Kathleen Duffy. Funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in Blessed John Dunscotus Church, Ballater Street, Glasgow, followed by removal to St Michael's Church, Urris Clonmany, arriving at approximately 9 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass there on Friday morning at 10, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Kathleen's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Paul Breslin, St Shanahan House, Ardra, known locally as Paul Paul. His remains will repose at St Shanahan House until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 6:30, with removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral on Friday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Derek McCabe, funeral directors, are draw. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Sheila Ferry, 82, Sylvan Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Inishkill, Rathmullen, reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Removal at 7 to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortley, Letterkenny, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Anne Doherty, Arda, Ballyliffin, Clonmany, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member, or McFeely Funeral Directors. Anne's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Eileen Breslin, Drumbarron, Ardra. Remains reposing at McCabe's funeral home, Ardra, this evening with removal at 7 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.